Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello with the Direct Mail, Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Steve Cypress here with an example out of my mailbox on the do's and don'ts of advertising, marketing, and sales for small business owners. And this one comes from a local senior primary care center. So it's kind of medical clinic for seniors. And well, first of all, it's addressed to my mom, who passed away over 7 years ago. So, you know, people are still marketing and buying and marketing to crush the old list. Maybe they're paying for them. Maybe they're just not cleaning their list. But come on now, that should be a given to market to more recent than a seven-year-old lead. Because especially in this case, you're marketing to seniors. Some of them have passed away, a healthy percentage, I'm guessing. Anyway, I was very impressed here, not with the postcard as it is, but what the postcard could be. So they got some picture of some guy here, some doctor, and I am invited, or my deceased mom is invited to the meet and greet. Now, does that sound incredible? I mean, if it's with a celebrity, maybe, you know, meet and greet with Peyton Manning, meet and greet with Taylor Swift, meet and greet with Oprah Winfrey. I mean, pretty exciting if it's some kind of a celebrity. And even then, you've got all kinds of people who would say things like, Peyton Manning, I'm not a football fan, or Taylor Swift, I'm not a teeny bopper, or Oprah Winfrey, I'm not a Oprah fan, or, you know, whatever it is, you're already having enough trouble. But if you put an obscure person no one's ever heard of, some local doctor, maybe you have heard of him, Dr. Neil. Oh, well, okay, so Dr. Neil. Yeah, I'd mispronounce it if I attempted to, but so completely unknown doctor, basically. I'm sure his family would like to meet and greet him, but I'm guessing even some of his neighbors don't know who he is, and they've been living next to him for 10 years. So a meet and greet. Don't miss meeting Neil, doctor's name, your local doctor. Really? I shouldn't be so surprised. Small business owners constantly make these kind of mistakes. They get the wrong people or nobody to consult them on their advertising and marketing. So they make all these mistakes, and 90% of small businesses go out of business. Cash is the lifeblood of a business. So if you're not doing the right things to bring in the cash with your advertising, marketing, sales, you're clearly on the road to oblivion, and this will get you there and get you there more quickly, because they're also throwing money away on a postcard that is getting ridiculously less results than it ought to. And now I hope it gets fantastic results. I love all small business owners. Therefore, I love whoever owns this senior primary care clinic. I hope this does fantastic. But it could do, I don't know, 50 times better if you emphasize what you have here, which is your irresistible offer. Tour the center and receive a free bag of fresh produce. Free bag of fresh produce. I only saw that. I didn't see it there. I saw it on the other side. Well, maybe I saw it further down. Where did I see it? I think I saw it on the other side. Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, there it is. So it had, because it had the date of the meet and greet, April 17th. So this must have arrived a week or two ago. Free bag of fresh produce when you tour the center with the asterisk to the weasel claws, the small print. But in this case, it's not that bad. I mean, the first sentence right there says, very simply, limit one grocery bag per senior while supplies last. But then they have, there's the weasel claws, restrictions and limitations may apply. Why would you even put that? Like, why? Why do you have restrictions or limitations? It's so bad if someone shouldn't have gotten the groceries that you gave them a bag of fresh produce. Like, why would you? Anyway, lots of mistakes here. Almost nothing done right, other than the fact that, good for you, whoever put this together. Hope you're watching this or listening or reading it. that you put an irresistible offer, because that's what this postcard should be all about. Instead of a photo of some obscure doctor nobody knows, nobody cares about, nobody wants to meet or greet or anything. But in the day and age of runaway, rampant, crazy inflation we've been experiencing for 3+ years here, ever since the shutdowns, everyone knows that gas, groceries basically have doubled in cost. No matter what, of course, the government's job is to lie to you. So, of course, they'll tell you inflation is 3%, 8%, 6%. Everyone knows it's double. So, first of all, this should be a photo of a fresh bag of produce. Can you imagine if it said, get a free bag of fresh produce with free, a big picture of produce and value $80, $40, $30, $100, whatever it is, the fresh bag of produce with a big picture of it, and then, you know, go into detail, like your choice. You can fill it with all tomatoes or some cucumbers, some lettuce, from these 8 different items, mix and match, fill the bag any way you want. Anyone who comes to take a free tour of our place also gets the free bag of produce as long as you're a senior and you live nearby. There, just state the restrictions. Okay, it says here limit 1 grocery bag per senior while supplies last. So hurry, there's only a limited number of these. First come, first serve. You must be a senior living within X area, or just state the restriction, whatever. But I mean, the whole focus, this whole thing should be groceries, front, back, pictures of groceries. You know, talk about it. We all know price of groceries is outrageous. Years ago, if someone said a fresh bag of produce, you wouldn't have thought twice about it. But now it can be pretty significant, especially for a senior living on a fixed income. I don't know how people live on a fixed income, say Social Security or a pension as a senior, with the cost skyrocketing out of control and cost of living of Social Security going up a few percent, because again, the government lies to you and tells you it up a few percent, but everyone knows buying power is completely been obliterated over the last 3-4 years. Anyway, that's another story for another day, but basically I heard an economist said it really well. I like the line. He said, don't be fooled that the recession that everyone predicted years ago never came. It's been here for years, of course. And every business owner knows that, who's paying attention, who is honest, doesn't have their head in the sand or living in denial, because we know, because we're running businesses. We've got to be attuned to pricing strategies and cost of our goods or services and what's going on. So we're not ignoring, we're not believing that, you know, costs were up 3% or 9% or 8% or 10%, any of that nonsense. We know they're doubled, at least, in overall. But this economist, the way he put it, he said, I talked about this when I reported on the record high spending in the last holiday season. I reported on that in early January. Like, sure, spending was up 5%. Costs are way up more than 5%. So obviously, as this economy said, I love the line, he said, people are spending more. They're not buying more. They're buying a lot less. They're spending more. It's recession, stagflation, whatever you want to call it. And therefore, a free bag of fresh produce? Man, you said that years ago, people said whatever. Now, it could be a pretty significant, meaningful thing. So don't bury the lead. That's a saying from the newspaper industry or the news industry, where, you know, they, in the 8th paragraph, there's the most important part of the story. That's called bearing the lead. Put it right up there in the headline. You're willing to give away X number of fresh bags of free produce. You might even just go ahead, spell it out. You could say the supplies are limited, or you could say it's only for the first 40 people. We only have 30 bags worth. So get there early. We open at 9 a.m. Start lining up at 8 a.m. Last time we did this, you know, take a photo of the last time you did it. Take a photo this time if you've never done it before, and show 30 people lining up before you opened up. Put that on the postcard next time and say, hey, we're giving away $5,000 worth of fresh produce, but you got to be early to get it because it's going to run out. Here's what happened last time we did it. Boom, that'll get people to come in. Then while they're waiting online, hand them a brochure. Have the doctor standing there. Who are you? I'm Dr. Neil whatever. Blah, blah, blah. You get the produce on the way out. fill the bag, and then you get to pick it up on the way out of taking the tour. Would you like the tour on the quarter hour, the half hour, which one would you like? Boom. But they're not getting there to meet and greet someone they don't know and they don't care about and they never heard of. Unfortunately, I don't know you. Hopefully you're a nice guy and you're fun and friendly, but I'm guessing that even after they knew you, they wouldn't line up to meet or greet you. Very few people that works with. Like I said, doesn't even work with all celebrities, because some people will say, I'm not a football fan, I'm not a music fan, I'm not a whatever, or I am a music fan, but I'm not a fan of that band. Or I'm a fan of doctors, of primary care physicians. Like, come on now, stop it. So when you take the time, hopefully you get the expert help. You want expert help from me, by the way, I give it for free. You go to thewowstrategy.com. You can get some free videos, free other trainings I have. You can get on my calendar. I'll give you a quick call, point you in the right direction. You can send me an email, steve@stevecypress.com. You can put a comment wherever you're reading this, listening, watching it, however, get a hold of me. I'll help you out so that hopefully you don't make mistakes like this promoting something very weak and useless when you obviously took the time and the expertise and the effort to put together something you could promote fantastically. Which, by the way, not just a primary care business. I can't even name a business that couldn't use this. Every single business could use this to get someone to call, to get someone to visit, to get someone to go to the website, get someone to do anything. You say, if you do that, the first 30 to people to do that. Now, this, of course, since it's a bag of fresh produce, it would work best in person, right? It wouldn't be like go to our website. And then you have to drive over somewhere to a location to pick it up. Or maybe they would send you a voucher for X amount of produce in a local or in a chain of a grocery store. What works best in person, right? Come to our location to pick up your free whatever it is. And then here's what you have to do to get it. You have to just take a tour of our places. And then you just do the math. And you say, gee, you know, I know they're just coming for the groceries, but even though they do, for every 20 people that take a tour and get those groceries, we get a new patient, and a patient is worth X amount of money, and all the growth, the 20 bags of groceries we gave away to get that one patient is only this much, and we made this much, we made money, right? If you've ever been to Disney World or whatever, they say, we'll give you tickets, free tickets to Disney World for two if you come sit in on the timeshare presentation. Oh, people come in, yeah, I'm just here for the free tickets, I'm not going to buy anything. They sell a lot of timeshares, even with people absolutely closed-minded. I'm just here for the tickets. I don't want to buy. I'm not going to buy, no matter what. People still buy. So even though they're coming just for the groceries, and you should make this all about the groceries, no matter what they say, some people will become patients. Do the math. You ought to be able to make money from that. So do not bury the lead. Here the lead is free fresh bag of produce. That should be what your email, your social media post, your postcard, your conversation at a networking event, whatever way, which is the last W of the WOW strategy, whatever way you're using to do your advertising, marketing, and sales, put your best foot forward. Lead with your best. Take your best shot first. Do not bury the lead or put it small below the fold or on the back or any of that nonsense. What are you, crazy? So stop the insanity. Don't be that guy. Be a lot smarter than that and get some help from someone who knows what they're doing so you don't waste money and make mistakes like that. Go to thewowstrategy.com. I'll give you my help for free. By the way, my going rate is $1,200 an hour for a consultation. So 15-minute phone call, $300 value. Go to thewowsforenergy.com for a $300 value call that I assure you, if you can't make 10 or 20 times that much with the advice I'll give you even that short time, you're doing a lot of things wrong or you're just not taking any action at all. That'll do it for Direct Mail Monday, April 22nd, 2022. Thanks for being here today. I'll catch you tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Oh. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.